I can't stop thinking about you. Alone in bed, driving my car, busy at work. I can't escape you. Even when I'm drinking coffee with friends, my thoughts keep getting pulled to you. Images of your smile, your body, echoes of your voice in my ear causing delicious shivers to go through me. Sometimes I'll be in a meeting and unbidden memories of our previous couplings will suddenly assault me. I'll feel myself getting aroused, my face flushing, and my hands trembling. I'll have to rush to the washroom to silently touch myself until I find release. Afterwards, I'll wash up, my face burning at the shame of not being able to control my lust. This is no ordinary fixation. This is something I've never felt before. Something so powerful it keeps me up some nights, slick with sweat and gazing out my window into the inky blackness and wonder. Sometimes I'll stay like that for hours, pondering aloud in vain about this power you hold over me. On those nights, I hold the pillow you normally use against my body, arms wrapped tightly around it, my cheek pressed gently to the cool fabric, inhaling the faint scent of you still imprinted upon it. It's these nights that the ache in my belly is too strong, the thudding in my core needing to be settled. My eager hands will search out the relentless pulsing within my body, soothing it momentarily. But we both know it's only you that can quell the desire entirely. It's you, everything about you, that fills and empties me all at once. The feeling of your hands in my hair, the touch of your teeth on my skin, the absolute ecstasy as our bodies rock against one another over and over. The sound of your moans increasing with the fervent tempo of our lovemaking. This is no ordinary desire. And on the nights I'm terrified you've forgotten about us, you'll come through the front door with a sweet smile and your hair in your eyes, and I will become undone. It will only be seconds before my mouth will be on yours, hungry and needy. The mutual want will be palpable as you kiss my neck, your hands digging into my flesh with need. Our coupling will be forceful and animalistic, and will end with us tangled in each other's arms. You always doze off first, your breathing even and peaceful. I wonder how you're able to sleep so soundly when it feels like I'm truly awake for the first time in ages. I always kiss your cheek softly and watch you sleep. I wonder if it's visions of me behind your flickering eyelids. It doesn't matter. I will tell myself that those thoughts are consuming you. They have to be of me. This is no ordinary lust. When I wake up, you'll be gone, like you always are. I'll walk through my day in a trance, wondering when I'll next get to see you, to touch you, to taste you. I tell myself that your mind travels in the same fashion. Your body yearns for mine as much as mine does for yours. That your thoughts are clouded with images and sounds of me. They have to be. This is no ordinary love.